From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario, reading Last of the Texas Camp, Book 5 in the Fortunes of the Black Hills series by Stephen Bly. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. Deadwood, South Dakota, Wednesday, July 3rd, 1895. We know the day a memory begins, but we have no idea how long it will last. Some may fade within moments, or we shoulder it to our grave. Some memories lie dormant, like seeds that wait for their time in the sun.
"Mama, these must be the sweetest-smelling blue bonnets in all of Coryell County."
Daisy June Fortune pulled her long dress above her stocking-covered ankles and ran up the gentle slope of the green Texas hillside. The lady with a long white cotton dress and brown hair stacked perfectly on her head flashed a wide, easy smile.
"Baby, you wait for your sisters."
5-year-old Daisy June skipped back and clutched her mother's calloused hand.
"Mama, I'm not a baby."
"Sweetheart, you will always be my baby."
"Sammy says that someday you and Daddy might make another baby and that I won't be the youngest."
"Oh, he said that, did he?"
"Is it true?"
Daisy June asked.
"I'm afraid not. Your daddy looked at you on the day you were born and said, 'Sarah Ruth, looks like this one is perfect. We might as well stop, because it can't get any better than Daisy June.'"
They walked hand in hand up the gentle slope toward a short live oak tree. Daisy June let out a deep sigh.
"Mama, isn't this the best day in the whole world?"
"You just might be right."
Sarah Ruth Fortune stopped and waited for her identical twin 9-year-old daughters to catch up.
"What did you two do with your shoes?"